Rabbi Yerucham has a horror in this week's parsha based on the Mishnah is at the Zobis, which talk about the difference between Machlokes, the Shem Shemayim, and Machlokes, which is not the Shem Shemayim. And the Mishnah says that Machlokes, which is not the Shem Shemayim, is Karech Ve'adosai. So it seems to be that the real issue of Karech was the fact that his Machlokes was not the Shem Shemayim. And he points out that we would assume that there was a lot worse things that Karach did. He was Kaiver in Taras Mersha. He instigated Klai Yisrael. Many things we seem to be, the issue of his Machlokes wasn't Lashem Shemayim, seems to be underselling his Aveira in a very significant way. He says, so what we have to conclude from this, the Chazal did not see the Aveira of Karach the way we see it. It's not Mistara that this person who was one of the Nusi Aron, and because he was Niskana from the Nisius, all of a sudden he's been Kaifer and Terah and saying that everything Moshe Rabbeinu said is not true. He saw Moshe Rabbeinu's role, Bishas sees Mitzrayim. Moshe Rabbeinu usurped the role for himself. Not Mistara, the Rosh Hashanah, the older man. And this came through him. Obviously, he was chosen to be one of the Nesi Aron because of his godless. So many different elements would say that to understand this is a simple issue of just kinna alone and in a very base and coarse way is really not understanding what happened. So he continues and suggests what Chazal were telling us is the Karach's whole problem was that his Machlokes was not the Shem Shemayim. Machlokes per se is not incorrect. We find the Machlokes by Shem Be'Sehol. It's Sefer Liskayim. So what does it mean, Sefer Liskayim? In our minds, the real goal of a Machlokes is that we should end the Machlokes. And here we're saying that not only we should not end the Machlokes, but we're being promised that this Machlokes is going to last. So Chazal's understanding of Machlokes is actually a correct thing. It's a good thing. It's the same Shemayim, it's going to last. The Rosh made us with different ways of seeing things, and that's all part of Ribui HaTorah. The Maharal says such an idea. And why the Rosh make it that we tend to see things differently? Rosh could have made us that we sort of have the same Mahalach. He says there's a tremendous amount of Ribui HaTorah which comes through Machlokes. If you say A and I say B, so I say, well, prove me. I think you're wrong. So I'm going to prove to you why I'm right. So I'm going to ask you a kasha. I'm going to be a raya. You're going to shug up the raya. You're going to answer the kasha. You're going to be masber why you need maybe to really to change what you were saying a little bit to make it really fit. So you're going to hone in and clarify and limit and qualify what you're saying in order to answer the argument back and forth. And at some point, we have two ways of looking at something, and both of them are valid. And that's life as well. Many different ways of looking at something, and not one is not more correct than the other many times. But the problem is, so Machlokes is built into the fiber of the Bria. It's supposed to be like that, but that doesn't. But what we're learning right now is when you're dealing with something like Machlokes, which has a tremendous potential of consuming the parties in which are involved in it, there's a tenai of l'shem shemayim. We know that in general we have a concept of a person but over here it's an exception. This is one case where there's no din of shalom lishma. Once it's shalom lishma, once the person's personal element is involved, it gets mixed in, it's not going to end well. It's not going to end properly. The person's own ego is going to get involved, and then he's going to feel attacked, and he's going to attack back, and the results are going to be very, very not pretty. So even though it starts out with good intentions, the final results are going to be negative. So there's no heter of shalom lishmo by a machlokes, different than any other mitzvah where we say there's a concept of heter shalom lishmo bo lishmo. The Gemara really introduces such an idea. The Chabad Chaim talks about the Tariqas in some places. There's a concept of Aveira Lishma. that it's sometimes a person has a right to do an Aveira, Hashem Shemayim, El Ishus Chever Akeni. The Gemara says it, but it has to be Kul Hashem Shemayim, the Chofetz Chaim points out. If there's any benefit that the person is getting out of it, it makes the, it goes back to just being simply an Aveira, and it's going to be Usur. So this is that's another example of the Tanai of Lishma. And this is one of the examples of the Tanai of Lishma. Have a good Shabbos.